With more and more of us using social media, and let's face it, there's a lot of social media out there to use, how do you make sure everyone can understand your posts, your tweets? Well, there are ways for you to make your images more accessible than you may think. Now, I'm joined by Becky Brynolf from RNIB, and I think it's fair to say, Becky, social media is your thing.
Yes, I'd say so. I'm the head of social media for RNIB. I've been working in social media for about 10 years now, so I know a thing or two.
So what are the sort of popular mediums then we talk about social media? Because we've had so many in the past and there always seems to be another one coming online. But I suppose there are some really popular ones as well, aren't there?
Yeah, so you've obviously got Facebook that really kind of kicked it all off properly. And then obviously there's Twitter, which is now owned by Elon Musk. Instagram is a very visually led platform. And then you've got things like TikTok, which are very business focused. Those are kind of the four ones that RNIB uses predominantly. But we are looking to move into other ones like TikTok and Mastodon, which a lot of people are moving into now. And then maybe even Blue Sky, which is turning into a bit of a Twitter competitor.
They are becoming more and more visual. You know, we're getting images and emojis and videos and things. So in terms of RNIB then, you know, you guys are keeping an eye on the accessibility and prompting people on accessibility as well.
That's right. Something that we've noticed, like a certain trend in the last year, is that people are starting to become aware of accessibility features a lot more on social media. What is a bit of an issue is people are misusing them a little bit. So what we're trying to do now in our team, the social media team, is to put out a lot of posts that kind of explain how all the different features should be used and how everyone can make their social media posts accessible and inclusive to everybody.
Now, we're going to talk about one particular piece here, and it's all around images and alt text. You know, I'm blind myself, but I use a lot of social media. I put pictures up there as well. And I suppose some people may be wondering, well, why would you put pictures up? Well, to me, everyone does it. It's a nice addition as well. But you really do have to make sure that they are accessible.
That's exactly right. So we're talking about alt text is a feature that everyone should be making good use of on social media. So for anyone who isn't aware, alt text or alternative text, it's a descriptive text that tells you the meaning or context of a visual item in a digital setting. So I guess, in other words, a photo on social media. And so for people who might use screen readers, or put it another way, who listen to the internet, what that means is that the screen reader will read the text aloud for them. And if you've got a well-written, accurate piece of alt text to accompany an image, what that does is it will read that out for the person, and then that dramatically reduces ambiguity and it really improves the user experience.
So if you had put up a tweet with a picture of, I don't know, say, a car on a street, you could put a bit of text which would say, you know, an image of a blue car sitting on a street beside a lamppost with a person standing beside it wearing a white t-shirt and blue jeans, something like that.
Exactly. I think the most important thing to include in alt text is what is the most important information that the user needs to gather from this. So, for example, some poor examples we've seen in the past is maybe around rail strike information. Rail Network will post an image just detailing when all the strikes are going to happen on which networks. And what we've seen sometimes is the alt text just says flyer showing rail strikes.
Yeah,
but all what? The information is missing. So how would a person know, like, when the rail strikes are happening, which lines are affected? So that's the kind of, you know, it's the important information that really needs to be included. And that can even go, if you're going down the humorous route as well, like there's a wonderful account called We Rate Dogs on Twitter. And, you know, what they do is just post pictures of dogs all the time, but they do it in a really lovely way because people love dogs. Dogs are cute and wonderful. And so they put a lot of effort into their descriptions to put across the warmth and the humour and just to make you go, ah, by the end of it, because that's the important information of that image.
Do you have a lot of characters available to you to do alt text?
You do. On Twitter, you have 1,000. I think it does vary across different platforms. And I got to say that Twitter, for its faults, does have probably the most accessible way for anyone to add alt text. It's a little trickier on things like Facebook and Instagram. But what's good news there is that, you know, when you're writing the message you would put with a post anyway, you do have lots of characters there. So if you wanted to, and this is something I do a lot and we do on the RNIB accounts, is we just put the image descriptions right there in the posts. And that means you don't necessarily need a screen reader. like even just people who are sighted who are looking at the post can see the alt text as well. And we hope that that sets a good example for others so that they can get ideas of how to write good alt text.
When you put your alt text in, it's not something which will appear visually then. You can see what you're typing, obviously, but once it goes to the image, then it's invisible except to screen readers. Is that right?
On most platforms, yes, but not on Twitter. So if, say, you're scrolling through your feed now while you're listening to this and you come across a tweet with an image in it, if somebody's added alt text in the bottom left-hand corner, there'll be a little symbol that says alt in capital letters. And if you click on that, anybody can take a look at what that says.
In terms of putting the alt text on, is that just as easy?
That is really, really easy. So when you are setting up your tweet, you'll get an option to add an image description. So there's no ambiguity there about what that button is for. And so you basically click on that, add your image description, and then press save, and away you go. And it is a little trickier on other platforms, like some things, like on Instagram, for instance, it's hidden behind like advanced settings and another tab and another tab. So in those instances, we just say, keep it really simple, just include it right there in the copy.
In terms of other images, then, things like emojis, which the Jaws screen reader or voiceover things would read out anyway. Does that work with memes as well? Can they have alt text put on them?
Oh yeah, we absolutely recommend including alt text when it comes to really humorous things like memes or GIFs, for example. You can do it with those too. Because again, I think there's this sort of perception that maybe blind or partially sighted people, they only really want the really crucial information. But I think everybody has a right to the silly stuff as well as the serious stuff. So absolutely be inclusive there. And I really like that you've brought up emojis because that's an interesting one. So many people can sort of use emojis to substitute words or can really go overboard with emojis. Something that's really important to understand is that screen readers will read out every single individual one, which we've highlighted on our channels before. So, there's a member of my team who's a screen reader user, and whenever she comes across a tweet that, goes a bit overboard on the emojis, she'll do a screen reader screen recording for us, and sometimes it can be quite funny, sometimes it can be quite annoying to have to listen to, 280 characters worth of the crying laughing emoji. And just second to that as well, what some people think the emojis are called, what you might refer to them as with your friends, are not necessarily what the official name of the emoji is, which is what the screen reader will read out. So you can't be 100% sure that the message you're trying to convey is the message that everybody is going to get.
Something just finally that I thought is quite important as well. We're talking about obviously the funny stuff for sharing pictures and memes, GIFs, that kind of thing. But businesses as well are using, and charities I suppose too, they use social media to sell products or to promote events as well. I've come across a lot of things on social media and there's an image and I'm like, well, I don't know what it is, so I'm not interested. So for me as well, it's you're missing out on a market too if you want to look at it from a business sense.
That's a really good point, actually. There are more than 2 million people with sight loss in the UK, and we know that according to Facebook, only 7% of these people feel reflected in the advertising that they encounter every day. And what we find particularly interesting with social media is that if people feel excluded from your brand, from your business on social media, they don't always complain. 71% of the time, they'll just leave or unfollow you, and you won't know. And that will be, crucial kind of business or feedback or ways that you can like improve your business that you're missing out on. We've definitely noticed some hesitance for people to use alt text. I've been really surprised actually to see the number of people who, claim to be really, really good social media managers, for example, for like huge brands or have like they set up these big profiles and that they have a reluctance to use alt text. And I don't think it's because they don't care. I think it's because they don't really know how to get started. And I would always just say, if anybody is in any doubt, just give it a go. Just start. Like, progress is better than perfection, because if you aim for perfection, then you're never really going to get going anyway. And, follow other accounts, learn, ask people if you're getting it right. Really consider, like, if you couldn't see this image, what is the important information that you want people to take away? Because it's always better to be inclusive. Like, inclusive content is good content.
Becky, some wise words there, and extremely easy to make lots of your images accessible with alt text. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.